The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Here's a brand new single from Keith Chagall, Sail On, Betsy Ross.
We're crossing space and time, and lately these ships adrift on borrowed time. I wanted to tell you, it's not so long ago that we were all breathing free in the sunshine.
On Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is singer, songwriter, and all-round musician Keith Chagall. Thanks for coming in, Keith.
So delighted to be here, Carolyn.
You found your way out to the studio, and we're glad for that.
I did. I had a drone drop me off from Amazon.
The only way to fly.
Only way.
I couldn't resist opening the show with your new single, Sail On, Betsy Ross, which has been the number one most added tune on FMQB Adult Contemporary Chart for radio. Tell us about your inspiration for that song.
Well, I've always had a terrific love for President Kennedy, and this being the 50th anniversary of his tragic assassination gave me time to reflect on how this country has fared since he was taken off the scene. And it occurred to me that things could have been much different had he lived, I believe. And also because that was probably one of the toughest body blows this country has ever had, I felt it was important to note the resiliency of the American people and how we're able to come back and dust ourselves off, you know, and made us the greatest nation that we are in this country and in this world because of that can-do attitude. And I thought that he embodied a lot of that. So I wanted to do a song that would honor him in this 50th anniversary. But then all these other songs came out, and so it became an album called Sail on Betsy Ross, which is about America since JFK, my life here, moving here from South America and growing up as a Latino, just recognizing all the wonderful resiliency and powerful people that I've met that have really made a difference in my pursuit of happiness.
The sound is so perfectly attuned to the subject matter. It's a 60s sound. I mean, we're hearing something that's a little bit like early Beatles. You got beautiful horns in there like Chicago.
And Brian Wilson vocals, Beach Boys.
Beach Boy vocal, yeah. Absolutely. It has that 60s bounce to it as well. It's of its time for sure. It's of its subject. The other thing I noticed is that it is about the assassination. And in the video, great video.
Thank you.
You have some images of the motorcade.
Right.
The track sounds upbeat, and yet some of it's really kind of somber.
Well, it's a very heavy subject, to be sure. And the last thing I wanted to do was be part of the conspiracy theories or anything like that. So I thought it would be a better way to go if I included lyrics that were hopeful, things about John F. Kennedy's legacy. And I think that's important because when you look at all the leaders we've had since then, a lot of it has been wanting, in my view. I'm just a regular American patriot, but I mean, you don't see a lot of great statesmen like that anymore. And I didn't want to dwell too much on his actual killing, but more of what he did to inspire us to become better Americans, to ask not what our country could do for us, but what we could do for the country. And certainly a guy like that that could inspire people to just harness the energy, the great energy of the American people, it took us to the moon. And I think that's one of the greatest achievements of mankind for all time. So if that was all that he was here for, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment. But then again, he had so much more to do. And I felt that the hopefulness was the way to say we need more people like that in this country. And so it's always better to go, you know, with the glass half full than half empty. There are some motorcade shots, but there's this one shot where Jackie Kennedy's just looking at John and he's touching her hair so tenderly. So it's a love story. It's a heroic Greek tragedy. It's our own Camelot. And I wanted to pick music that would frame this album as my opus to my love for this country. So I felt Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys was definitely part of that feel. And I felt that the Beatles, which came directly after the assassination and just lifted up the country after they were in such a deep depression for 3 months, it would be nice to touch some of the echoes of Sgt. Pepper and Penny Lane. All the musicians, all the music is real music. Nothing is synthesized. So it gives it a very authentic feel that has an Americana flavor so people could feel good about it, because most of the coverage, as you know, was very gory.
Yeah.
About the bullets and this and that and the brain missing and all that. You know, people have been through so much bad. Let's give them something hopeful to think about better days coming up again.
Yeah.
So that's how I went about. I purposely did that, not to copy the Beatles, but to incorporate the flavor so it's very fresh, it's very today. And interesting you mentioned on that, Carolyn, Paul McCartney, Sir Paul, has a brand new album called New. I didn't hear it till after I finished Betsy Ross, but they could almost be cousins.
Really?
The two songs, because he accessed Brian Wilson Beach Boy vocals in that new single, and it's got that blank, 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 you know, piano thing that he does. So it was like we were both picking up the same vibe that, hey, maybe it's time to remember when we were doing good things.
One of the things that I've noticed in your music and that I very much appreciate is your attraction to the subject matter of strong women.
Yes.
Your mention of Jackie Kennedy, I mean, she was such a rock for us through that whole thing.
Right.
That she had the strength.
She was like a queen.
Everybody else the strength.
Oh, my God.
You have this song, Lady Antoinette, which I know is going to be on the new album. And I understand that there's a connection to Diane Nyad.
There is. For my last record, She's Incredible, celebrated women and summer. I had this title, Sail on Betsy Ross, and I was being asked by some video documentary people that were working with me, who is Betsy Ross? And at the very beginning of making this record, I really couldn't answer that question. But then I started to look at the video being completed for the first single, and I saw the grace and the strength that Jackie Kennedy had, and surely, without question, John F. Kennedy would never have been who he was without her. That's a fact. It's also a fact for a lot of young millennials that don't know who Betsy Ross is. She was the incredible patriot that in the 1700s created an American flag for the then General Washington before there was even an America, and to give them something to rally about. And it was such a phenomenal flag and a dangerous thing that she did, because at the time, had she been found with that flag, she would have been shot on sight. So I started thinking about all the strong women throughout history. Suddenly I started to see the arc. Even the Statue of Liberty, Eleanor Roosevelt, moving through Hillary Clinton, moving through Michelle Obama. And then about 3 months ago, there were two women that did something very amazing, Carolyn. One of them was a lady named Antoinette Tough. And she was a school teacher that was in Georgia when a gunman walked into her room with an AK-47 ready to do the Sandy Hook thing all over again. And she was able to calm him down in a room. She spoke to the 911 operator, calmed him down, calmed the police SWAT team down. The 430 kids were able to leave the school behind them. Nobody got killed. She kept telling him, nobody's mad at you. It's going to be all right, baby. And he was arrested without a shot. Nobody was killed. It was a true, true miracle. Antoinette Tough. And then about a week later, this woman named Diana Nyad swam from Cuba to Key West, Florida. First time ever any human has ever done this 100-mile trip in the ocean with no shark cage in probably one of the most treacherous waters on Earth, with the Gulf Stream and everything. That whole area is a very difficult area to swim in, and Diana has swam in every ocean of the Earth, and she made a point to explain that the other day. And when she came out of that water after 49 hours, imagine swimming through two full nights with no light, nothing, you couldn't even see in front of your hand, no shark cage, nothing to protect her. This brave, brave woman at 64 years young, when everyone, her doctors, her coaches, everyone said on paper, you can't do this, Diana. You can't make this. This is your body doesn't have enough this. It doesn't have it. And she said, who says that? Why not? She's a woman that stretched the boundary of rules. She's a woman that had this Betsy Ross spirit. And what I loved very much about the whole thing is when she came out of the water, she could hardly speak, but I'll never forget it as long as I live. She said, I have three things to say. You're never too old. Never give up your dream. And find a way. I just thought that was the most amazing two women of 2013. And so I wanted to honor them, and I wrote a song which ends the album, Sail on Betsy Ross, called Where Have All the Antoinettes Gone? And I had the absolute thrill and honor to meet Diana last week in the flesh.
Wow.
Yeah, she was giving a great lecture at the Hammer Museum. And I was able to say, you know, Diana, we had a wonderful article in the Huffington Post last week where I'm talking about you and Jackie Kennedy. And she goes, oh, I wish I could hear the song. And I said, well, so funny you asked, because I bought you your CD. And so she gave this wonderful lecture and telling all of us that one of her next projects is to do a one-woman show all over the world. And as you know, Carolyn, she has millions of fans.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she had so many records for long-distance swimming, and she's a sportscaster. She's just an incredible, articulate, and funny, beautiful soul. The next morning at 11 o'clock, the phone rang, and it was her telling us that she loved, loved, loved the song and wants to include it in her Broadway presentation, which is a huge, huge honor. And I'm glad I was awake enough to have the competency to request her permission to have her be in my music video for my next single, which is her song. So that's going to be really an exciting thing to do early next year. And, you know, I write a lot of music in my life since I was 14. And this song about Diana Nyad is the only time in my whole life that a song was actually singing to me in the morning for 5 days in a row before I woke up. I kept hearing the, oh, baby, it's gonna be all right. It was this haunting refrain. It wouldn't leave my head. It's never happened to me. And now I realize this song was supposed to be born, and that's, I was going to meet Diana Nyad and all these things were going to happen. So listen to that inner voice, people, because sometimes that little quiet voice is the answer.
Let's hear that song we were just talking about, Lady Antoinette from Keith Chagall.
It's gone. Speak to the heart, hearing the pain deep inside. Where have all the Antoinettes gone? Giving us life, it's never too late to show them love. Antoinette, don't forget that I love you. Oh, baby, it's gonna be alright. Baby, baby, in the middle of the night. Nobody's mad at you. Nobody's gonna bring you down. Never too old to be alive. Where have all the Dianas gone? Never give up, keep on trying to find a way. Diana, Antoinette, we won't forget. Someone to help you through the night. Oh, baby, it's gonna be alright. Baby, baby, in the middle of the night. Oh, 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 oh. Where do they hide? You're never too old to be alive. Antoinette, don't forget that I love you. Oh, baby, it's gonna be alright. Baby, baby, in the middle of your life. Nobody's mad at you. Nobody's gonna bring you down.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails,
stay
two full-size arenas for training
more
and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
of your music, such as that track from your She's Incredible, it's the title track of She's Incredible album.
Yes.
Have a Latin sound.
Well, I was born in Bogota, Colombia, and came to this country at 4, not knowing a stitch of English.
Here's more with our special guest, Keith Chagall.
Thank God there was a woman named Mrs. Wicks, who was my first grade teacher, with blue-white hair. I'll never forget her. And she took me under her wing, and from the fifth level in reading, by the end of that first year in first grade, I was in the first level. And she taught me how to read English. To this day, I'm a voracious reader. And I wanted very much to fit in with America because there weren't a lot of Latino kids back then where I was up in the Northeast. So I mostly adopted music of the culture at the time, Billy Joel, Elton John, all that stuff. But my heart was always in the Latin roots. I was never able to express it. Growing up also in Miami Beach, you had that Cuban thing, you had Central America, you had Brazil. And so for the album She's Incredible, I thought, you know, for this whole record, I'm going to create an ambiance of Latin tropical flavors that will make people feel like romantic, that they can put on a party when they're having a little get together, that will make them feel like they're on a beach in Hawaii, even if they're in Montana in 32 degree weather. And so I felt it was the right way to go. You can listen to it on KeithChagall.com, C-H-A-G-A-L-L.com. And there's songs on the website that you can stream for free. It was very exciting to work with the Latin musicians. The drummer was from Sir Paul McCartney's band.
Wow.
He's been with him for 12 years, Abraham Laboriel Jr. His father's one of the great Latin bass players. He's playing bass on this album. And we had the group horn section from Chicago with Lee Thornburg giving me some amazing flavors. So I was able to combine the Latin with the American melodies that I've grown up with, and we came up with something very special that I think captures women, summer, and romance. And that was my last album. I don't do too many Latino type sounding records, but that one touches my heart because I was able to open up to my growing up roots, you know, and revisit that.
Well, it's fantastic stuff. Really
Thank
wonderful.
You.
And I know that you're getting some attention in other arenas as well. I heard that you're going to be a guest on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Ah, love that show. Love the reality show. But they are so shagadelic, I got to tell you. Lisa Vanderpump and Brandy and Kyle and Yolanda, they're some of the most beautiful, elegant women that I've ever seen. I've seen all the different other franchises, but that one is my favorite because they live in Beverly Hills and I live in LA. I had done several parties for Lisa at her home, and when it came time for her to do a special celebration for her husband's birthday, Ken, and Kyle's husband, Mauricio, they called me and said, would you come and write a special song for us, and we're going to film it for the show. Can you do that? And I go, oh yeah, I can do that. So what I did was I took one of the songs from the Betsy Ross album called Forget About It. It's a very Tony Soprano type of slang, you know, New York, you see a beautiful, look at Carolyn. Carolyn Fox is hot. How hot is she? And the guy goes, forget about it. She's gorgeous, gorgeous. So I wrote a few songs about my association with the Goodfellas, if you will. And that was part of my growing up in America and being in New York City. And I changed a few of the lyrics to meet the occasion. And it got taped in July and it will be shown February 3rd. And at the same time, they were filming Vanderpump Rules, which is her other show about her beautiful restaurant, Sir, in Melrose, about the hot-looking waitresses and waiters and the travails of running that restaurant in a, you know, celebrity-filled city. Apparently, they were filming me being filmed on her show, so it's going to be on both shows. So this will be about 12 million people going to hear, forget about it. And I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What great luck.
Well, you know, I'm not sure luck had anything to do with it. I think it was more like faith and putting it out in the universe, asking the good Lord to use your music so that you could be a light for people to, you know, think about good things. I mean, it's great to say, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's also, I've found and I've learned much, much better way to go to say, hey, how can I add to your thing? How can I make this beautiful area more ambient so you can enjoy yourself and not just notice me, but let the music take you somewhere? And so that's what I think has been happening, more than luck. It's been, I think, you know, sometimes the times have to catch up to the artist instead of the artist catching up to the times. So maybe all these years of working hard since I was 16 has given me the wisdom and the experience to be ready. Because like Diana said, she was 64 and she tried to make that swim four times, you know.
Yeah.
But she had trained her body in such a way. I mean, her body is cut like a 30-year-old. It's unbelievable. And I believe if you don't abuse yourself and you take care of yourself, my mom always said, keep a good heart, love people, use the love, don't hold on to unforgiveness, then you can keep your wits about you and hopefully be ready for when that time comes, you're ready to go. And so I think that's where we're at right now.
Well, it's really exciting to be having you here with us at that moment.
Yeah.
Tell us.
You're the first, really. We've gotten a lot of great reviews on Betsy Ross on the Kennedy thing, but you are the first radio show to be hearing all about this new stuff, and I'm delighted to share it with your 1580 audiences out there. Hopefully they're going to hear some of the music, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great.
We'll play more.
Great.
In just a minute, but
sure.
I wanted to also ask you, when will the new album be available?
Well, the single Sail on Betsy Ross is available now on iTunes under Keith Chagall. And then in February, right before the Beverly Hills show airs, we plan to have the whole record ready to go online. We're very, very excited because I think it's a record that needs to be out there, certainly with everything we've been going through in the last 8 years. It's time for, you know, it's funny. I look around and I see all these wonderful artists that are out there talking about, you know, relationships, and that's all terrific and everything. But before I was born and before you were born, there were people like Bob Dylan, people like Paul Simon, Billy Joel, even Woody Guthrie. And they would talk about things that were also about the state of the union and made us think about how can we do this better. Marvin Gaye was like that with What's Going On. I think of that. Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life. And I found that over the last 15 years, I don't hear a lot of music like that and a lot of songs that have something to really say. It's instead of just, you know, I saw my baby. It's enough with the club thing for me. I want to talk about things that have some meat on the bones because I think Americans are better able to just retain more information than they ever used to. And I think they're hungry to talk about these things.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for being on the show.
It was such a delight. You are very shagadelic, baby.
Well,
you're just
thank
so groovy.
You.
I got to say it, Karen. Everyone, you don't know how hot this girl is. She's beautiful. She's intelligent. She's technical. She's everything you would want, you know, if you had your own special woman. She's incredible. And I must say, you have that Betsy Ross spirit too. So I'm going to make you one of the three Betsy Ross heroes of my 2013.
Thank you.
I wish you and your listeners a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Everyone be safe out there and look out for this music because it's going to make it a great 2014.
Such a beautiful sight. I wanna take her home every night.
on a real tight spot. So forget about it, baby, I got what you need. Forget about it, baby, you'll never be deceived. I got time and the cash to spend on my baby. She's a real high-flying, soulful riding lady. Oh, forget about it. Forget about it, baby, I'll take you around the world. Forget about it, baby, your daddy's special girl.
Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood, that kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby, love affair, and we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Certain portions of this program are sponsored by the
artist. Was the night before Hanukkah.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air.
Not even the dreidel. The menorah was set
in
the window
alight.
In the kitchen, my Bobby was grabbing a bite. Salami, pastrami, a glaze of latte, lots of kosher dill pickles and bagels. Oy vey. Gesund und Geschmack, the Kinderlach felt. While dreaming of Game Boys and Hanukkah Geld, my alarm clock was sitting a clopping and ticking, and Bubby was carving a shtickle of chicken. When a tumult arose like a thousand baruchas, Santa had fallen and broken his glasses. I put on my slippers, ain't spade dry. While Bubby was eating her herring on rye, I grabbed for my bathrobe and buttoned my gotkas, as Bubby was just then devouring the latkes. To the window I ran, and to my surprise, a little red yarmulke greeted my eyes. When he got to the door and saw our menorah,
Yiddisha kinder,
he cried,
kinder horror. I thought for a minute I was in a strange house. As long as I'm here, I'll leave a few toys.
He went to the kitchen and picked up a dish, a guppel, a messer, a shtickle of fish. With smacks of delight, he started his fressen, chopped liver, knedlach, and kreplach gegessen. Along with his meal, he had a few schnapps. When it came to eating, this boy chick was tops. He asked for some knishes with pepper and salt, but they were so hot that he yelled,
I give up!
He buttoned his hosen as he ran from the tish.
Your kosher meal was simply delish.
As he went through the door, he said,
see you later, I'll be back on Pesach in time for the Seder.
Then more rapid than eagles, as prancers they came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Izzy, now Marish, now Louie and Sammy, on Oving, on Maxi, on Jaime and Manny.
He gave a geschrei as he drove out of sight.
A good yontif to all! And to all a good night.
Remember, Hanukkah swing!
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This is Carolyn Fox.
I've got to
check out my blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. This is Baby, It's Cold Outside, sung by CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera.
Every night
I'll hold your hands, they're just like I.
My mother will start to worry.
You beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
hurry. Baby, just have
why
a drink
don't you
more.
Put some records on while
and
I pour.
And the neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
tray?
No cabs to be had out there. If I'm moving closer,
at least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside. Oh, now, honey, honey, I simply
Christina,
must go.
It's cold outside. I said it's cold out there.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you dropped
so in. Nice and warm.
Well, look out that window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Maybe just a cigarette.
Oh, never such a blizzard.
Hey, oh, I've got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lay me a coat.
I mean, it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
Go to the Contact Us page and drop us a line. This is from Plaz Johnson's Christmas in Hollywood CD. You might know Plaz's work if you've ever heard from him.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Here he is with Ernie Andrews on vocals with Merry
sure
Christmas,
Sure did treat
baby.
Me nice. I said Merry Christmas, baby. Diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Saint Nick came down my chimney about 3:30. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. Ain't had a drink all morning, and I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. present that you see before me. Merry Christmas, baby. You shall be good to me.
Hollywood Spotlight.
Poets,
I'm Carolyn Fox.
Often you.
We're going to play you a little track from a new Rat Pack album from Addison Cooley. This is
to
Flying
to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. Music and words I've been playing. For you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. To the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, oh baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. In other words,
are the words I love.
For joining us tonight on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. I hope you'll join us next week. We're on at the same time on the same station. And I'm wishing you all a very happy holiday season. We're going to play you out tonight with